morning, everyone. And this is Ken Hodge, co-producer of Hodge the Hodge Podcast, coming at you with a early morning message. I just feel empowered today. Today's just one of those days you wake up feeling good about just waking up. Hey, real quick, because I'm going to keep this under 10 minutes. Quick message, to the members of 304 Branch, Columbus, Ohio. Hey, listen, Kenny Hodge is here. I've not stopped fighting to get back in my job. You elected me to do a job, and I'm trying to do that job with all I have. I'm hoping that the national board or national officers will have some good news pertaining to me returning to my job this weekend. Just a couple of things that all the naysayers, all the people who think that Ken Hodge was bad for the unit, for the union, let me just give you a couple of points on things Ken Hodge did do. I bought a computer system. A computer system was donated to me. But nonetheless, I put a CPU, printers, color printers and black and white printers, another monitor, another full workstation in the union office. I also went out and purchased the server and bought the mpmhu304.com web address. Every steward that was under my administration was given a web address so that they could interact union business on a union web address. Again, this was paid for by Ken Hodge, not the union. I bought a desk. I went on to Facebook, and I bought a used workstation. So, in other words, I put together and donated to the union a workstation with a fully functional computer, so that we had a distant workstation in the office. I bought email addresses so that all the stewards had email address so they could communicate with management for those times when requests for information were needed and management could not be found. I was establishing protocol where management would get back to the stewards via email. We were starting to have consistent labor management meetings. Now, I got to tell you, most of them were a joke, meeting with Columbus management, as more often than not, proven to be very funny. You sit in a meeting, we make agreements to do things, and as soon as we leave, I think they all look at us and say, suckers, because they never follow through on hardly anything. And that sounds funny, right? They never follow through on hardly. No, Columbus management is not that good on following up on what it is they agree to do. So, I'm still fighting. I still want to be the branch president. I still see that there's a lot of work that can be done to improve the quality of work life for the mail handler in Columbus. And I feel I'm the person that can get that work done. It's funny, I feel like I'm still campaigning for a job I already was elected to do. But again, when you slam doors in my face, usually you slam them so hard that all the windows open and I still have avenues of egress and degress. Anyway, I'm still fighting. I want to get back in my job. I hope that the national board has got some good news for us. That's pretty much what I want to say to you this morning. I just want you to know that although 9 times down, 10 times up, although they think they can stop me, and it's quite perplexing to me or confusing to me as to why you want to stop me, and all I'm trying to do is build a stronger union. That's all I'm trying to do is build a stronger union. So, hey, listen, hang in there. Keep me in your prayers. And again, I hope I'm going to get some good news in the next couple of days, because I am more than ready and willing to be back in my job as the branch president of Columbus. Have a good day, everyone, and I will talk to you soon.